Hello there, and welcome to another episode of The Unwatchables. It's a big week.
Is it?
This morning.
It is a big
The Mandalorian, big morning, episode yeah. 2, season finale. Mandalorian, season 2, episode finale. The Mandalorian,
okay,
season 2 finale. No, I'm not.
The,
I'm so tired.
It's the season 2, episode Mandalorian finale.
Yes, came out this morning. And we have both watched it.
We have. I've seen it twice.
Oh, already? Jeez.
I watched it once by myself so that I could form my thoughts, and then I watched it with my brother in order to finalize my thoughts.
I just watched it once with my brother and then thought about it afterwards.
And my thoughts are finalized.
So,
and
yeah.
I think you won't like my thoughts.
I know. I already know I'm going to hate your thoughts. We haven't actually... This is the first time... My chair is so squeaky today. This is the first time we've made a review where we haven't actually talked about the movie or TV show beforehand.
Indeed. We're just going
I was just like, I'm not
in.
Telling you my opinions. Turn your mic on now. And he was like, okay. And then we spent 20 minutes getting ready and getting glasses of water. As usual.
That's kind of true. I did just drown my face in water because my cup's upstairs. I'm too lazy to go up and bring it down and then fill up. So I just put my face under the faucet and drowned myself.
Why not get a new cup?
We don't have cups.
Oh, okay.
That's awkward.
Okay, so where should we begin?
Should we start with like a quick summary of
the we haven't actually talked at about episode 7 yet. We're just not going to. We'll include it into this conversation probably.
Honestly,
it doesn't need a full review.
We would have if it was more if it connected this episode enough, like episode
part
7
two.
Season 1. Like if it was like a part 1 part 2, we'd talk about both of them, but it's not like a part 1 part 2. It's a part 1 and then no part 2 and then a part 1 with this episode. That's probably the worst way I could have put it. They're not connected. That's
should we start with the end or the beginning?
I don't think we should start like that. I think should we start with like get all the good out of the way and then get to the bad?
Sure, you go first.
Okay. Start with my good.
This feels like a bad way to go about this.
Because if I start with the bad, then I'll be skipping ahead. So how about we just start with our basic thoughts?
This episode was insane, and I'm so happy, and I'm so excited, and I've been riding on a Star Wars emotional high for about 2 hours now since I watched it, and I am not going to recover.
I agree with you that it was insane. I thought, like, I'll list some things off. I thought that
the Dark Troopers,
I thought they were insane. They were so cool. Their music... Oh my gosh, the composer for this series just went
Bro,
all out with this
the
episode.
Part where they were like booting up and it was like partially was, like music and partially like the sound of them booting up.
That was so cool.
It was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
That was so crazy.
I thought that the I felt kind of weird that one of the what are they called? What's the group that Bo-Katan's part of? It's like the Owls or something. What are they called?
No clue. No idea.
They're called something. Where is the guy one who was in episode 3?
Dead?
What?
I don't know.
He didn't die, did
he? I have no clue.
Okay. I was just watching. I was like, I thought there were 3 of them. Where'd he go?
Yeah. I'm happy they brought her back. It's very cool.
Yeah.
My chair is so squeaky. It's really upsetting. What was I going to say?
I thought that overall the entire production of this episode was just above and beyond. Everything looked great. Everything sounded great. And yeah.
And not going to lie, I think this episode was better than the finale of season 1. By no chance does season 1 even come in contact with it.
I have an opinion on that, which I'll probably get into my bads. But
and this season, oh no.
No. I think this episode is insanely amazing. There were just a few things that stuck out to me and just brought my hype down and brought my love of this episode down a bit.
You're such a nitpicker.
I'm not a nitpicker. These are actually big problems for me.
I bet you're going to be like, CGI.
No, I'm not going to be. Like,
that's your favorite thing.
I've mentioned CGI like twice. Okay, I'm just going to get into the bads right away. Okay.
Okay, fine. What's bad about this episode?
I did not like that Luke Skywalker was in it. There, oh, I said it.
Oh, gosh. Shut up, bro. Just shut up. Just get out of here. Get out of here. Leave.
Out of all the Jedis, they had to bring in Luke Skywalker. Like, that's the most obvious choice ever. And, like, I get
it. No, it's not.
It is. Like, literally, if you're like, if someone just says to you, okay, this takes place after Return of the Jedi, and a Jedi is going to show up, which Jedi? I'm like, Luke Skywalker. Correct.
With the context from the season, I would have said Ezra Bridger because that makes so much more sense.
But that's the thing. I didn't really – here, I'll say this. I didn't really think there was much context, but hear me out.
There were Lothcats. The last time he was seen, he was with Thrawn and Ahsoka. Here, let me finish. I don't know. Maybe that's enough.
Let me finish. No, I'm not talking about Ezra. I'm talking about Luke. I think there was no – I think for most of the characters that showed up besides Bo-Katan, there was no context for them, but they became important later. Like Ahsoka being in this was – It didn't really matter that it was Ahsoka to could have been anyone, but it was important later, and she's a one-timer who's going to get a spinoff. But then they just put Luke in, and I think it's the only reason they put Luke in is because apparently he's making like a new Jedi Order, and I just thought it was too random, and this is like a problem with the whole series, which I still love this season, but one of my big problems with this season is that it's pushing way too close to all of the explored canon. Or all like characters.
You know what I said to my brother after I finished the episode?
What?
I said, "Yeah, Jackie's probably gonna say this is getting too close to the explored canon."
Well, it's.
And you know what you just said?
It's an honest problem.
You know what you just said, Jackie?
Okay.
It's not a problem at all if it works. No, it's not.
It doesn't completely work for me though. And here's what I'm thinking. I watched The Mandalorian because I want something different from Clone Wars, different from the prequels, different from the originals, and different from the sequels. But here we are going into the originals all over again.
Yeah, and here we are, it being better than all of those things. Not quite. Here we are, it being freaking amazing with all of those things. It doesn't have to be
that it was amazing.
Like, perfectly. It doesn't have to be this brand new thing. Color. Everything isn't going to be brand new. There's going to be connections everywhere. The main story is still mainly detached. I'm not.
Sure.
I'm fighting to the exact point you made. You just said that you're mad. You did.
Let me finish.
Fine. Finish.
I said that I did not like that Luke Skywalker was in it, but I still think it works. I do not like the idea of Luke Skywalker being in The Mandalorian, but I think that it works. I think that it works.
Let me tell you why
I think that it works.
Luke Skywalker was the perfect choice.
Around this time, Luke Skywalker is looking for people to make the new Jedi Order with him, and it does make sense that Baby Yoda... his name's not Grogu, it's Baby Yoda. Okay, no one can change my mind. It would make sense that Baby Yoda would be at least one of the first. And it is kind of obvious that he's one of the only remaining Jedi, and he's just probably one of the only ones comfortable to go out seeking for new Jedi because all the others are in hiding. But I still would have liked something more creative because it seems very obvious just to bring Luke Skywalker into the story because Luke Skywalker was like the star of a whole trilogy, you know? It's like suddenly making Rey show up. I just think that it could have been someone else, but what they did, it works. I may have been a little harsh earlier saying that
I have a response to...
I may have been a little harsh earlier saying that I hated that Luke Skywalker was in. I don't hate it. I think that it works, and I think I really commend the creators of the show for making it work, but I would have preferred if they maybe didn't do it at least this season. Maybe do it next season or something like that. I felt like they tried to introduce so much stuff. They introduced Luke, they had Ahsoka, they had Bo-Katan, they had Boba Fett, you know, now Grogu's, I mean, I said the freaking name, now maybe Baby Yoda's suddenly gone. I felt like it was just a little too overwhelming with characters who already in canon, but I still think it works.
Can I have my response
Here's
now?
Response.
I have a response to both of those points. Firstly, let me tell you why Luke was the only really good choice. So if you have Luke, Windows is trying to get me to restart. That's good that I don't have to do it right away because then all this would get deleted. Luke, we know what Luke is doing. We know where Luke is going. We know where Baby Yoda is going, right? He's going to Luke's new Jedi Order temple thing, right?
I also have a little point about that.
Well, give me a sec. Firstly, Baby Yoda is going to get killed by Kylo Ren, most likely. Secondly,
I also have an opinion about that.
very sad. I am sad.
He's
I am very sad
to.
Now.
He's
yeah, it depends.
While,
Ezra, so let's use Ezra as a prime example, right? Just for the moment, because he was the obvious other choice, correct? You're not going to dispute that.
Oh, yeah, Ezra or the other guy.
From that video game? I don't think he ever would have showed up, because then it's not fun for people who haven't played the video game.
I also had my hopes up that it could maybe perhaps be Mace Windu, possibly.
I would have been fine with that. Not the best option. So let me start with Ezra. If you give Baby Yoda to Ezra, you have to expand upon what happened to Baby Yoda. He just disappears into the unknown. He's gone. Because Ezra hasn't... We don't know what Ezra's up to.
He's a Rebels character.
If you give Baby Yoda to Luke, we know where Baby Yoda's going to end up. But if you give Baby Yoda to Ezra, then you have no room to make any other content about Ezra that doesn't involve Baby Yoda. And I don't think they want to be dragging Baby Yoda into Ahsoka, where Ezra is likely going to appear if he is going to appear ever, because he was last seen with Grand Admiral Thrawn. So if you give him to anybody other than Luke, then you lose a lot of room for other stories you can tell, because you can no longer tell those stories. It has to be about Baby Yoda or with Baby Yoda. You can't just write away Baby Yoda. He has to be there. So, but when you give him to Luke, he's with Luke. We know what happens to him. We know where his story goes, and we don't need to... It doesn't kill, like, plenty of other stories. Like, you could tell the story of Ezra. You could tell the story of Cal Kestis. You could tell the story of Mace Windu. But you couldn't do that if you gave them Baby Yoda.
And I do agree that it is... I do think it was the choice they were going for since the beginning. It seems like the choice... It does seem like the choice they had to make. But I don't know, it just seems kind of, it does kind of seem weird, this show that's kind of disconnected, suddenly bringing the main character of a trilogy in, you know, like the most recognizable name in the franchise, Luke Skywalker.
I debate that. Darth Vader is the most recognizable name in the franchise, 100%. I'd say you can most
recognizable protagonist, who's alive.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Or not even who's alive, just, it's like suddenly,
I'd also say Obi-Wan is the most recognizable protagonist, but it's okay.
I would have actually been fine with Obi-Wan, but Obi-Wan was dead, you know?
That would be a terrible idea.
Or, No. I think it would be interesting if, Here's a quick idea. I haven't seen the prequels or haven't looked at the organization of that time period in a bit, so where is Obi-Wan during Order 66? Where is he?
On Utapau? With Grievous?
Who?
On Utapau with General Grievous.
So is he over? But does he ever go back to any of the Jedi temples after that? Because he looks at the dead younglings. He's with Yoda, and they see all the dead younglings.
Yeah, he goes with Yoda to the Jedi temple. They see the security recordings of Anakin.
Yeah,
doing it. He talks to Padme, and then he goes to Mustafar.
Because the biggest unexplored question at the moment is who rescued Baby Yoda, right?
There's theories that it was R2-D2.
Exactly! I was going to say that! I thought it was R2-D2. I was going to say that.
Because it looked like he recognized him.
Yeah, it did.
So that's what everybody on the internets is theorizing about.
Oh, dang it. I thought I was being so creative. Oh, I thought I was thinking outside the box. So
no, I've read that like 10 times.
Oh, dang it.
Okay, let me make my other point to your other point about how you think it's becoming too connected. I beg to differ. I think ultimately the story is still about Mando. It's not like the story is just about Luke now. Luke showed up for his plot purpose. Luke showed up for his plot purpose, took Baby Yoda, and left. Ahsoka showed up to drive the plot along, took Baby Yoda, and left. It's basically just really, really, really well-done fan service and Easter eggs at this point. But it works, and it's not reconnecting them. It just it gives you these connections to show like that all the stuff that you know and love has still happened.
Yep. And here's my.
I think it makes perfect sense.
And here's my response to your response to my response to your response to my response.
There wasn't that many responses yet.
I know, but I had to make it more funny.
It didn't work.
I do think that Luke Skywalker was going to show up inevitably in one of these shows, and either an Ahsoka show, in just one of the shows that's been announced or has been theorized. But I feel like it had to have to happen in season 2. We already had all these characters brought in from the originals and the prequels to drive the plot along. But then we bring in Luke Skywalker to end the entire plot in season two. I wish it could have happened in season three instead.
Well, you propose to me a better ending, and then I'll listen.
So here's what I think what should have happened. I think they should have had the show. I think this would kind of just throw out the entirety of the last two episodes. Baby Yoda stays captured for most of season three. Season two ends on a cliffhanger, and a very sad cliffhanger. They try to rescue Baby Yoda, but they fail, and Cara Dune dies. And then maybe they get the lightsaber, darksaber, maybe they don't. But whatever, it ends on a sad note, and then you're on a cliffhanger for season three. And then at the end of season three, if Luke Skywalker has to show up, then have him show up. But I feel like season two is just rushing it. I mean, we've already had a Jedi, a bounty hunter from, we've had Ahsoka, we've had Bo-Katan, and we've had Boba Fett. All big characters show up one by one to move the plot along a bit, and then we have Luke Skywalker to end it. But I would have liked if we could move to season three instead, and then have the big reveal in season three. I felt like
no one wants us watching a whole other season of them trying to rescue Baby.
It doesn't have to be though.
No one wants that. So you're gonna have Luke show up at the end of episode two, and then have another episode, six episodes season.
No,
that doesn't
work. And if we didn't want to go that far, then we could even have him, Baby Yoda not leave at the end of season two, and maybe leave at the end at the beginning of season three. Just something. I felt like his entrance didn't feel as important to me, just because we've already seen so many big characters show up. I felt like when I saw the X-Wing, I was like, oh, it's Luke Skywalker. I see the green lightsaber, I was like, okay, it's Luke Skywalker. Okay, this should be interesting. He calls all them.
Okay, let me sidetrack for a sec with something very similar to this. I saw the X-Wing, 2 seconds before the X-Wing showed up on screen, I was like, yeah, I bet the Jedi's going to show up soon. And then the X-Wing teleported out of hyperspace, and I flipped out, and it was super cool.
My brother was like, who's that? Who's that? I was like, it's an X-Wing. Who?
The moment I saw an X-Wing,
flies,
I knew exactly who it was.
Who flies a single X-Wing? Who does that? You know? Who do we?
I was in disbelief for a sec. I was like, they wouldn't bring him in.
But see, that's the point. It's like, they've already had so many big characters show up, and then they just put Luke Skywalker in at the end, and like, I would have been so much more happy if they didn't already throw so many big characters at us. And like I say, I'm fine with the ending. I don't hate that Luke Skywalker showed up. I thought they did it. I thought they pulled it off. But I would have liked them to do it differently or do it in season three. But I'm fine with what I got. I still.
Okay, but you're thinking about this so much too much though. Like, it's a show. The show, you gotta stop thinking about the fact that
but
it's
I'm not.
Connected
this
to the
is just
main
my.
Universe.
This is just the first thought
connected.
I got when I saw just, when I like when this episode ended. Just, my first feeling was something is really off for me, and I had to think about what's so off about me. And then I realized it's that, you know. I wish I could be so hyped that Luke Skywalker's now on screen, but it just didn't do it for me. And if anything, it didn't feel right. And
you gotta learn how to watch a show just for the show, like.
But I want to watch the show to enjoy it. I just don't want to mindlessly soak something in. I want to soak it in and understand it and enjoy it. I don't understand why they thought this was the right choice.
Because it was. It was perfect.
Okay,
I spontaneously combusted on the spot.
I just disagree.
That was the coolest thing I've had. And then they started having all the parallels. They had him killing dark troopers down the hallway, just like that scene with Darth Vader in Rogue One, which was the coolest thing. And they had him with his lightsaber and the smoke. And they were showing him on the cool little TVs and Baby Yoda pointing at him.
I agree.
And it was
That's
the coolest
cool.
crap I've
That's
seen
cool.
in so long.
That's cool.
Like, how are you complaining? It makes no sense.
Okay, you're taking my complaint of him showing up for thinking that the entire sequence is terrible. I thought everything from him showing up in the X-Wing to killing all the dark troopers was just splendid. I thought it was done very well. It was directed amazingly. It felt like that hallway scene outside the main room that all the protagonists are in, it's kind of like the Darth Vader scene from Rogue One. Like, he even ignites his lightsaber. He ignites his...
That's what I just said. It's exactly
He ignites his lightsaber the opposite way. You know, like how Darth Vader ignites his lightsaber inward, he does it outward. And it's just cool.
I was freaking shivering,
that was
bro.
Great. Like I said, it's great. I'm just saying, I thought it just wasn't the right time, okay? And no one can change my mind about it, and I can't change your mind about it, and I understand that.
What is your perfect movie? Your standards are so high.
My standards aren't high. It just didn't do it for me, okay?
It was perfect.
I thought it was a 9.5 out of 10. And also, now that we're on it, I thought that Luke Skywalker did look kind of crap. No, I
remember.
Like,
oh wait, 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 wait.
Half the internet's complaining about that. So.
Editor Connor. If you're not too lazy to do this, which you probably will be, to be fair. I want you to go back and play the audio where I said Jackie's probably going to be like, "Ugh, CGI."
Bro, this is a valid complaint. You're acting like complaining about bad CGI is not a valid complaint.
Editor Connor, right here. Editor's note: I got you. Past me. Roll the clip. I bet you're going to be like, CGI.
No, I'm not going to be like CGI.
Because that's your favorite thing.
Oi, no.
Oopsie daisies. Sorry about that. This is awkward.
Okay, you're taking all my things out of context.
I'm making a joke because I called it. I'm making a joke.
You said that I was going to complain extensively about how bad the CGI is. I thought the CGI in this episode was amazing. I thought they pushed all the budget onto this episode. But because deep faking and de-aging is just not there yet, I thought it looked extremely awkward. Okay.
I'm just trying to make a joke, bro. I didn't think it looked perfect either, but I also think with the technology that's available, who gives a crap?
It would have been better if it was Sebastian Stan. It would have been so much better.
I don't know. I don't think it would have looked right.
Or they could have just not showed his face. No, but fine.
To be honest with you, the only problem I really had with the way Luke was his voice. He didn't.
It was Mark Hamill.
I know, but it's still... I don't know. It didn't... Like, it was good. It's not a complaint. I'm just saying it didn't sound like just too much like him. But also, he's older, and I understand that.
And I told you my complaints would be like this beforehand. My complaint isn't with what they did. It's what I was expecting. Not even what I was expecting, what I wanted. I didn't get what I want. But they did something so different. And actually, okay. I'm actually going to restate my point because that's not what I'm thinking. They did something so just... To me, it seemed so random because from what I thought the show was going for, they didn't go for it, and they went for something totally different, and that seemed weird to me. I don't think it was terrible. I don't think it was bad. I think if they were going for it, then I maybe missed things, and I didn't see it coming, and it just didn't work for me. And my complaint isn't – how do I put it? It's not against the episode. I thought this episode was pretty much a perfect finale. But, like, a perfectly made finale, but it just didn't do... It could have done more for me in its execution.
Okay, but, like, it's a story. The goal of it isn't to meet these expectations. The goal of it is to tell a story.
And if
Luke is the natural puzzle piece that fits the story, there's no point in throwing that away just because he's from an original trilogy.
Okay, I'm just saying that my complaint may be with the entire story, then, if that's how it goes.
Fine.
Because I don't know, it just didn't do it for me as much. Like, I still enjoyed it, 9.5 out of 10. Everything else, like, literally everything in this episode up to that point, I was just so happy with.
Alright, I'm not going to change your mind about Luke. My mind around Luke.
I'm not trying to change your mind.
I've seen in weeks. But
I'm not denying that it was like, his killing of those stormtroopers was amazing. It was perfect. You know, it just set a little things off for me. Okay, it doesn't throw the entire show out of balance.
I low key thought it was gonna end right as it showed him like climbing out of the X-wing.
Yeah, but
I thought that was just gonna be it. Okay, now let's talk about
here. I just want to say one more thing. You know how like there, You may have seen this around the internet, but you know how there was like a lot of theorizing about like where this finale was going to take place, with what planet it was going to be on. People thought it was going to be on Kamino. People thought it may have been,
That would have
yeah.
been
But
cool. Oh
I
my
wasn't
god.
disappointed.
Oh, that
I
should
know,
have.
that's what I thought.
Oh,
That's why I
that
thought
would
was
have been
going to happen.
amazing.
But I wasn't disappointed. I was just tiny bit of me thought, oh, this could have happened. But I liked.
Yeah, the setting was a bit
You
lackluster,
know,
but like,
like
who
they've done a
cares?
lot of Imperial corridor fights in this season, you know? They've done like three, so four in all. Half like ha half of
Oh no,
half
so
half of the
many.
big action sequences have been in this season have been in Imperial corridors, and then the finale takes place in an Imperial corridor. And it's fine. It looked great still, but you know, like if it was on Kamino, that would have just been so cool, you know? Imagine that.
The Slave One could park like it did with Obi-Wan.
Oh, that'd be so cool. That might happen in season two because is there it because I think
I
all
don't
of us
think
were just
Boba's gonna be in
so
season two.
because no, I'm not talking about Obi-Wan. Wait,
Boba.
what? Oh, Boba. Yeah,
Hashtag the Book of Boba, dot dot dot.
he's gonna have his own show, and
We could talk about that in a minute, because that was also
yeah. So,
oof, chills.
so what was I gonna say?
Oh, take your
Ah.
time.
Oh no, I lost my
You trying to talk
point.
about Moff
Oh
Gideon?
no, I feel bad. What was I gonna say? What was I gonna say?
Giancarlo Esposito.
Okay, you can start talking about
I
that. Let me
love
just try
Moff
and
Gideon
think.
so much, bro. That was so awesome.
He is okay. I loved how like I always love when they do this with villains, make them seem so, so. What's the word? They just seemed to think so highly of themselves, and then towards the end, they just kind of shrivel up, you know, and act just so greasy and just so slimy, you know. Like he was just shriveling around on the floor at that point, just laughing. He was just so great.
Let me say, I was
Also, I.
gonna jump off a cliff when he was just letting him take Baby Yoda. I was so angry. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that fight scene was great.
Bro, that was
Also,
crazy
did
cool.
apparently Giancarlo Esposito broke like five of the Darksaber props because he just went into it so hard,
That's.
which is just
Bro,
hilarious.
that Darksaber is so flippin' cool. It's not even funny.
Yeah. I also love the shot like how the camera zoomed out of the Darksaber as he was going forward. That was really cool.
Yeah, when he opened the door.
No, like when they were already in the hallway, there was just one scene where the camera. There's just one shot where the camera's on Mando, and then the camera goes back like through the Darksaber.
Oh, yeah. I would like to say I also called that. I was like, I bet Moff Gideon's in there when they didn't see him in the
Oh
bridge, and then
yeah.
he was.
Yeah. Okay, I got my point back.
Okay, let's hear it.
Is Baby Yoda still part of the show?
It,
Because we
no.
still have a lot of questions. What were they doing with his blood? What's this? What's that about? Like that was such a big portion of this season, but are we just gonna throw that out of the way? Is Moff Gideon still gonna be the big bad guy in season two?
I'm sure the
I mean,
questions will
season
all be
three.
answered, but I
I
don't
don't know.
think the
Just like
character of Baby Yoda will be
usually,
there.
yeah. Because I just have a lot of questions because you know, like we just find out what's happening, and then oh no, Luke Skywalker's here to take him away. You know, is Baby Yoda gonna show up in season three, or is he
I
just
don't
completely
think so.
done? You
'Cause if he
know.
shows up in season play 3, then you get Luke as a main character, and that is too much.
Or he just this actually does depend a lot on how fast will Baby Yoda start to age, because right now he's 50 years old and he does seem to be accelerating in not in physical growth but in mental growth. You know, he's starting to get little blabbers out. He seems to understand people a bit more. You know, well in season one he was just sitting there and not doing anything. But that may mean that his aging is exponential, so like at around like in like a year he'll finally reach like the human age of five or something, you know?
I don't know. If he's just
Because right now
suddenly
he's
fully grown, that would piss me off.
not fully grown, just like slightly grown.
I think
Because
the character of Baby Yoda is done for now.
yeah.
I'd say the chances are they because meet I guess, again. But I think if you
I guess that does back, make the Luke choice back. For Luke Skywalker to come in a bit more logical, because like one of the things I loved about the show is how it was just Mando and Baby Yoda doing their thing, you know. Now we have to bring Baby Yoda to this place, and we're gonna have tons of side episodes and stuff. But now Baby Yoda's out of the way, what's the main plot line going to be? Is it? I have a theory, and it's a theory that I hate.
I'd say it revolves around the Darksaber.
What?
I'd say it revolves around the Darksaber and Mandalorian culture because of all that stuff with Bo-Katan and Mando.
I think that Mando's done. Honestly, I think that they're. But and I'd hate if they do this. I'd despise it. I'd probably stop watching the show. I wouldn't stop watching the show. I love it. But I'd be really angry if what they do is the show doesn't fandom one Mandalorian, you know?
Jackie, unless I checked, the show is called The Mandalorian.
The Mandalorian, Mandalorian. But there are many. No, there's one Mandalorian, but maybe they switch the they have a new Mandalorian they go after. That would just
no,
be weird.
That's stupid. That's
I know,
the
but,
stupid thing you've said.
But like, the entire Mando's entire role in the series is kind of gone. And then there's the whole Darksaber thing, which I think will come into play. Maybe there's going to be some sort
literally,
of
dude, they set it up so that Mando owns the Darksaber and Bo-Katan wants it super bad. It's going to be about Mando.
But does that mean that she's going to be the villain? Because then really all they have to do is just have a fake duel. You know, like, he's like, oh no, I'm going to kill you. And she's like, no, you're not. And she punches him, and then she wins the duel, and then she gets the Darksaber, you know? And also, in the Clone Wars...
Not gonna lie, all I could think about when they talked about that was the Elder Wand.
But, yeah, that's what I was thinking as well. In the Clone Wars, Sabine just gives it to her, to Bo-Katan.
Okay, but the thing is, I was reading about this. Sabine and Bo-Katan are from the same clan. They're family members.
Oh, so they can just hand it out?
But Mando and Bo-Katan are different clans.
Yeah.
So you'd be transferring the leadership from one clan to another.
I love how...
Because Bo-Katan had the Darksaber, right? Oh, no, she didn't. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a thing.
So. Yeah. I find it funny how she basically calls Mando out for being a religious zealot in episode 3. And she's like, oh, you're so orthodox. You follow so many rules. And now here she is basically messing everything up because she's following rules for her.
Well, again, though, it's a symbol. It's not like they're not going to let her rule if she doesn't have it, because it's a thing.
Yeah, but I don't really get why, like, I think they're not going to have, like, some weird duel, because they're probably going to find a way for Bo-Katan to get the Darksaber. Because
I think they fight.
You think they'll fight?
I don't see why not. I think they'll fight.
Just, like, an actual fight?
Yeah.
I guess that could make some cool character development. Not like villain versus good guy fight, good guy versus good guy fight, and to actually see who'd win.
And I don't think it'll be a fake fight either. I think Bo-Katan is kind of low-key ticked off. I think they were about to go at it if Luke and the Dark Troopers hadn't showed up.
Yep.
And I think they will, because there's no other place to start. And I think that's a good place to move towards the actual part about Mandalore.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm hoping that in season 3...
I think you got to clear up...
Sorry, go ahead. Go ahead.
I think you got to clear up the questions that are left over because of Baby Yoda, like the whole blood thing.
Yeah.
But I think Mandalore is the way to go.
I still think that that Moff Gideon's going to find a way to become Force-sensitive. I mean, that's such a huge thing. You know, you've got Jedi blood in you. You've got you got blood with such a high midichlorian count. What are you going to do with it, you know?
I hate midichlorians. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the podcast.
I kind of do, too.
They tried to quantify and make
scientific.
A mysterious power scientific.
Yeah.
And the whole point is in the original trilogy, it's not scientific. That's the whole point. Like, Obi-Wan has that line about how, like, the Force is the life force of all things. What does he say? He basically just talks about how it flows through everyone and it guides.
It's like the explanation of The Last Jedi.
And then George Lucas was like,
science.
Nah, fam, blood.
It's there are a bunch of little cells going around, you know. I mean, like, I don't.
And I never hated anything more about the prequel trilogy than that.
Yeah. And I guess because they are canon, they can't just ignore them. And I guess it is kind of cool if they find a way to do blood transfusions to make certain non-Force-sensitive beings Force-sensitive. That's
pretty cool. I think that is the crappiest thing I have ever heard. Yeah. I don't find that cool at all. I think that's just like, oh, wait, we got Jedi blood. Let's make, like, because then you get situations where they're well, guys, we can't win here. So we got to go to this planet to get this Jedi's blood and squirt it in our veins. And then we'll all be magic space wizards.
Yeah. And tell me if you agree with me about this. The Mandalorian's an amazing series, but it's far from perfect. It's like, there are a lot of things that are off about it, but hopefully as they go on, they kind of get better. Because people are kind of praising it as like this, it'll be like the best thing that will ever happen to Star Wars. But
I'm not going to disagree with that.
It hasn't. You don't think it's the best thing that ever happened to Star Wars?
I think, obviously, the original trilogy, but that was the start of it. It already existed at that point.
I mean, like, it's going to be it's going to be like the peak of Star Wars forever. I think that there's still a lot of things they have to fix.
I think Star Wars peaked at the beginning with the original trilogy.
Yeah.
I don't think you get better than that.
Yeah. But what do you think? Do you think they should? Because these last few episodes, or like this season two, has been a lot more story focused than season one. It's know what it's doing. Will the next season be more story focused as well, where there actually is an overarching story this time around? Because I think now that Baby Yoda's gone, we can't really.
I think you just accidentally. Sorry.
I just muted myself by accident.
Yeah.
Now that Baby Yoda's gone, they can't really have little side quests. You know, not as many of them.
I think that's also not too correct. Because Baby Yoda had nothing to do with the side quests. He was just there, and usually Mando just put him behind a rock and left him there.
Well, the main reason Mando had a bunch of little side quests is because he had to get Baby Yoda from point A to point B over and over and over again, you know, where he had to...
Yes, but now the whole... perhaps he goes back to being a... Oh, what if he goes back to being a bounty hunter?
That would be cool.
That'd be cool. If that happens, then that's what bounty hunters' lives are, side quests.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, he didn't give Baby Yoda the ball when he left.
Oh, gosh. That would have been such a great ending.
Let's talk about Mando taking his helmet off then, I guess.
Okay.
I think it's remarkable how much the Mandalorian has fallen in love with this little wrinkly green baby.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Because he's willing to bend his entire religion and break every single rule he's lived for his entire life. That was his law code. Yep.
And
to help save this child.
And Pedro Pascal has nailed every time he's had the helmet off. You know, he is so amazing with the helmet on. He, like, all his little helmet movements, all his little turns, they portray his character perfectly. We know what he's thinking.
I still don't think he's in the helmet that much.
What?
I still can't figure out how often.
Yeah, so here's how it goes. He has two stump doubles. He has the weapons one, who does all, like, the guns and stuff, and then he has the other one, who does, like, the running, the punching, the falling down and all that, the jumping. And then there's Pedro Pascal, I think, who does a lot of the walking and the standing to make the audio sync better, you know? And also, I'm pretty sure in season one, they did confirm that he did most of the walking and standing around, because he had like a cool stance and swagger about him. But then
this year, there's all kinds of complaints about, rumors and stuff about how he was mad that he wasn't in the suit.
Oh yeah, that was totally disproven. That was a weird, like a weird quote unquote leak that someone got out there, and a few people ate it up, but it actually ended up not being true at all. Because according to those leaks as well, Mando's not in the second half of season two, which is totally false.
Oh. So yeah, Mando takes his helmet off. He bends his entire religion for this little tiny child. And I had to go on social media and, like, TikTok and crap and watch 1,000 TikToks in a row about people talking about how hot he is. And that was not fun.
Bruh. I thought the whole point is that he's, like, an average-looking guy under the helmet.
That's what I thought too, but everyone thinks he's super hot now, so.
He's not some smoking hot beach boy, you know? He's just an average guy.
Yeah, imagine he pulls the helmet off and it's just like, I don't know, who do people think's hot? Freaking
The Rock.
Oh my god.
He's Leonardo.
That would be so good. Oh, the voice crack. Oh. The Rock.
He takes the helmet off. He's Leonardo DiCaprio. He's Brad Pitt, you know?
Bro, if,
Brad Pitt's under the helmet.
If the Mandalorian was played by Brad Pitt, bro, I would die.
That'd be so funny.
I watched a movie where the guy who played the Mandalorian got thrown in a meat grinder.
You mean Kingsman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was him until, like, a day ago.
Yeah. He's also, like, I'm pretty sure he's the main villain in that new Wonder Woman movie as well.
I thought that was Leopard.
No, I don't think she's the main villain. I think she's just, like, a side villain.
That's cool. He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, he's really good.
Almost as good as William Burr.
William Burr.
William Burr. I still can't get over the fact that I thought the character's name was Bill Burr for like 3 weeks.
It's like Mayweather or something.
Floyd Mayweather? He beat Conor McGregor.
What?
And he's fighting Floyd Mayweather?
No.
Wait, did he beat Conor McGregor?
No idea. I don't watch professional fighting.
I gotta Google it now, one sec. Hey, Google. Did Floyd Mayweather beat Conor McGregor?
Mayfield. His name's Mayfield. Sorry. I said Mayweather instead of Mayfield.
Hey, Google. Did Floyd Mayweather beat Conor McGregor?
According to Wikipedia, Floyd Joy Mayweather Jr. is an American professional boxer.
I didn't ask who he was. Hey, Google. Did Floyd Mayweather beat Conor McGregor?
On the website LaTimes.com, they say, defeats Conor McGregor by TKO in
two. Yeah. That's what I thought. Sorry, I got distracted. I thought it was someone else for a second.
Superior boxing skills and stamina to defeat a game, but outmatched Conor McGregor by technical knockout in the 10th round during a super welterweight fight Saturday night in Las Vegas. To find out more, look for the link in your Google Home or Google Assistant app.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thanks, Google.
So, is he related to Baker Mayfield?
No idea who that is.
It's the quarterback on the Cincinnati Browns.
I knew that. I definitely.
No, not Cincinnati. Cleveland Browns. Come on, bro. You play fantasy football. You got to know all these things.
I don't.
You play more fantasy football than you watch regular football. And you're still good at it somehow.
Yep, I'm still good at it. Except you still have to give me one of my players back.
Deshaun Watson is mine, bro.
No, bruh, we made the trade for 1 week.
We never shook hands on it.
We did. We virtually shook hands.
He's mine, Jackie.
We couldn't physically shake hands because of COVID.
I got Drew Brees on my bench. It's all good. It's all good.
Bruh.
I'm on I'm on a 10-game losing streak in fantasy football, and it's really sad. Jackie's like 7-1. No, he's 7-6.
No, I'm 8-6.
8-6. Come on, bro.
I don't even try. I really don't even try.
Literally, you just draft Devontae Adams every year, and it's an automatic win.
I know.
I'm taking Devontae Adams from you next year.
Oh, no, you're not. Oh, no, you're not.
Oh, yes, I am. Oh, yes, I am. Devontae Adams is mine. Why did we start talking about fantasy football?
I have no idea.
This is a movie podcast. You can find the Fantasy Football Cast at The Unplayable. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. So.
What were we talking about?
Stuff. What else do we have to talk about? I mean, what do you think of
How about how miserably sad it was when Mando took his helmet off to show Baby Yoda his face and then started crying?
Can we just appreciate how.
I almost shed a tear. Not quite, but I almost shed a tear.
What's his name?
And then I watched video about the parallel between that scene and when Darth Vader had his helmet taken off to see Luke, and how each of the fathers were looking at their sons one last time, and that one almost got me. That one was like, oh.
Can we just appreciate?
This is enough to make a grown man cry. But not this man. Get back in there, Tyr. If you got that reference, you're a real one.
Yeah,
I love you.
Collided with the Chance of Meatballs too. One.
Yes.
Is it one or two?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs is goaded, bro. I love that movie's amazing.
It's so underrated. No one talks about it anymore.
Ugh. It's so good.
Okay, so can we just appreciate Peyton Reed's redemption arc? He makes a very meh episode two, and then he just comes out and nails this one. Can we just appreciate him?
Didn't he do episode six?
What?
I thought he did episode six.
No.
Yeah.
Peyton right? Reed? The Ant-Man director?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. What happened in episode six again? Oh, no, that was the Rodriguez guy.
Oh, yeah. I was surprised. I expected to Google who directed it and see either one of two names. Dave Filoni, Jon Favreau. I saw neither of those names.
Yeah.
And I kind of wish I saw the name Taika Waititi, but that's okay.
Okay, yeah. I don't really know how well Dave Filoni would handle the finale that much. I think he's a very skilled director, but I don't know how good he'd do with the finale, because I thought the only episode he's had three Mandalorian episodes, and the only one he's actually done well with is just the Ahsoka one.
You have your lack of faith is disturbing.
Okay, I'm not one of those Star Wars fans who just pees their pants over Dave Filoni's name, okay? I think he's skilled.
I am Dave Filoni. I love you.
You're very good. You're great animated.
You deserve to be in charge of Star Wars, but not really, because then someone else would have to take your real spot, and that's I would know.
Yeah.
What do you mean great animation? Great at everything. He's a genius.
Okay, he's not very good at. He's not amazing at live action. He's had one live action. he's had one great live action episode and two mediocre ones. Actually, sorry, one. So, one great, one okay, and then one trash. Okay, I'll shush.
Not gonna lie though, it is true that his best live action episode was one that revolved around an animated creator. He created.
Yep.
But. I will never not love Dave Filoni. Dave Filoni is the GOAT of Star Wars.
Yeah.
And you cannot change my mind.
But one thing that's kind of funny to me is I feel... Just correct me if I'm wrong, but... Do you find any of the dialogue in The Mandalorian just a bit awkward at times? It just... Like, at times it just feels so boring.
Yeah, it can be awkward. I don't really notice it because it's just so flippin' epic.
Yeah. Like, I know it's made up by
But it's like, especially drawn out when that frickin' Afro lady on Tatooine shows up. I hate her.
Yeah.
But she's also just a terrible actor, actress. I hate her. Get her off of my television.
Yeah, I don't know
who you are, but
I'm also starting to think that Fennec is bearable. I didn't like her. Now she's okay, I think.
She's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
There's no reason for her to be present. She hasn't done anything important.
Yeah.
Speaking of Fennec and Boba, let's talk about that extra credit after post credits scene.
Oh, Wanawanga.
You walk in.
Oh, what's his name? I
almost said Babu Frick.
Babu Frick. Don't Google that. We have to think this through. Bib Fortuna.
You see fat Bib Fortuna sitting in Jabba the Hutt's place. A disappointing lack of Salacious Crumb, but that's okay.
Exactly.
Salacious Crumb is... Did you just say who's that?
No, I said exactly.
Okay, if you don't know who Salacious Crumb is, you can get off of this podcast.
I do.
Good boy. He's a Kowakian monkey lizard.
Yes, I know who he is.
And then Fennec comes in and kills them all, and then Boba comes in. And let me say, him sitting down on that chair, then her sitting next to him and drinking that juice was cold, bro. That was fire.
Yeah.
I just said cold and fire to mean the same thing. I was like, holy cow, bro. Like,
but
I don't know why, but the way it was framed and the way they were just sat down there, it was so epic. And then it just flashed to the Book of Boba. What was it called? The Book of Boba?
Yeah. My question is, what
something like that?
What do they do after? They're like sitting epically in the chair, and then Fennec's like, so
who cares
now?
And then Fennec picked up the blue juice from behind the chair.
it's like, so you're down for McDonald's? Oh yeah, McDonald's sounds fine. Like, what's their conversation?
Go write the Book of Boba.
Posing.
And let me just say, I am. This is my new second most hyped TV show. Last week we talked to you guys about the ones that Disney announced, right? This is the new front runner, in my opinion. Like, aside from Obi-Wan. Because I have been asking for, like, every time for the past, like, 3 years when I've talked about things I wanted to see if we got TV shows, it was Kenobi and Boba. And those were the two that were always in my mind. And now we're getting both of them in the same year.
Yep.
I can't get over it. Except it was really sad because I woke up this morning and I turned on my phone and I accidentally swiped to the weird little Google page that's on the side. And there's a big article with no spoiler alerts. Post-credit scene reveals new Boba Fett
show. Here, Connor, here's one thing I'm thinking. I think that season two was kind of used as a gateway to all these other TV shows. I think that season three will not bring as many huge names on screen. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but it also, like, it worked, if Baby Yoda shows up in Squadrons?
Let me finish. So
Rogue Squadron, that's what that was called, right?
So they introduced Ahsoka series. They introduced Boba series. They introduced Bo-Katan, maybe show up again series. But, yeah, I think the season was made as, like, a bridge to all those other TV shows, and I think that season three will be more, will probably be more of its own thing again. I'm just saying this isn't a complaint. I think it will go back to.
I think it definitely did do that, and I think it worked really well, and I think it fit in the story. They weren't just doing it for the sake of doing it.
But I think they won't do it this time around, whether you like it or you don't like it.
I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, no.
I think it works either way.
Yeah, I think. They'll probably introduce new fun characters that will stick around for a long time.
What was I going to say? Dang it. Do you think Baby Yoda will show up in Rogue Squadrons now?
I hope not.
It's a movie about Luke's X-Wing squadron, right?
Is it? Is it?
It said something about an X-Wing squadron founded by Luke.
That would be weird. That's a weird topic.
Trust me, I already said it was a terrible idea. I don't think that movie's going to be good. I think Star Wars needs to stay away from movies for the moment.
I want Baby Yoda just to be a Mandalorian exclusive. And I don't think he's going to... I don't think he's done on Mandalorian. They get so many toys from him that they're not going to get rid of him. And when is he has
he
a
He can't
name.
Come back too soon, though.
What?
He's going to be gone for at least a season.
He will. At least a season. And this Mandalorian might only be 3 seasons. How many seasons do you think we'll go for?
I thought it was going to go until the Mandalorian died protecting Baby Yoda. But that didn't happen. And then I was like, what if Baby Yoda dies protecting the Mandalorian? And that didn't happen either.
Well, it still might happen.
True. But it won't be as... It won't be as crazy.
Ooh,
anymore.
This would be interesting. Around what time would... How many years after would Kylo burn down the temple?
Hey, Google. How many years after the original trilogy does the sequel trilogy take place?
Here's a summary from the website disney.fandom.com. This set of films would have taken place from approximately 30 years.
Okay. 30 years after the original. So, let's see. That means maybe 25 years after this season of The Mandalorian, right?
Well,
24.
Well,
I'd say Kylo Ren burned 15.
But Kylo Ren burns down the temple like when he is like 15 or something.
Yeah, so I'd say about 15 years before Kylo burns down the temple, 10 years maybe.
Okay. Which so that actually
geez,
be able to
Louise,
set up Mandalorian.
Man. Characters in Star Wars age fast.
They do. That would actually be able to set it up. Set something up like that. They might be able to have a young
McGregor. Huh?
But they might be able to set that up. Like, maybe... I don't think they're going to kill Baby Yoda. I don't think they're going to have Kylo Ren kill Baby Yoda. I think he's still going to escape or something. And then he might give up being a Jedi and become a Mandalorian. Fun. He'll be a foundling.
Baby Yoda could escape the school shooting twice.
Oh, gosh. That's like the opposite of the person who... I don't know if you've heard of this, but there was... I think I may be mixing it up, but there's apparently a guy who survived Hiroshima and then goes over to Nagasaki.
Can Did he survive Nagasaki?
I'm gonna look it up.
Did he survive the second one?
I'm gonna look.
I know it's bad to laugh, but that's just so sad, bro. Didn't the two attacks happen like really close together though?
Yeah, no? I think so.
Am I wrong?
Okay, so here's how it goes. So I'm not gonna try and pronounce that name. It begins with a T. So it says, Name was late for work in August 1945 in Hiroshima, Japan. When he saw an airplane drop a delivery east back into the air, he survived the bombing only to make his way to Nagasaki 3 days later, just as the city was bombed too.
Did he die in the second
one? No, he survived. He died in 2010. What a legend. He died at the age.
Wait, what's his name? How do you spell it?
I'll attempt this.
Just spell it.
T-S-U-T-O-M-U. I think it's like Tsutomu Yamaguchi. Tsutomu, something like that.
Tsutomu, like T-S-U-T-U-M?
T-S-U-T-O-M-U.
That guy's a legend.
And he was in a movie called Twice. Twice.
Wait. Tsutomu Miyazaki?
No, Tsuto.
Because that guy's a serial killer.
No, just Google guy who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Okay.
That's just amazing. We should get back on topic, though.
That's something else. That guy's a legend. Yeah. Baby Yoda survived Order 66, and
maybe it will be Mace Windu, but he's still dead. That might be interesting because I still need to know who saved him.
Wait, what do you
mean?
That's
so important.
Who saved
Baby Yoda? It doesn't even have to be anyone important who saved him.
Who saved Baby Yoda from what?
Order 66. I need to know who saved him. That's so important. Like, who would save...
Mace Windu got yeeted out of the window before Order 66 was executed.
No, it's just, who would save Baby Yoda, but no one else? Like, would that be Yoda? Was he busy or something?
Who says he got saved by someone?
No, I know he got saved by someone, but who saved him?
Yoda was with the Wookiees on Kashyyyk, because good relations with the Wookiees he has.
But he was at the temple during Order 66, though.
No, he wasn't. Don't you remember when all the clones tried
to kill him? He saw all the dead younglings, though. Remember,
which would have been after Anakin killed the younglings, which means Baby Yoda would have already been saved by then, because he was a youngling.
I don't know. No, here's what I'm saying. The Order 66 is still going on when he goes there. Remember, he goes with Obi-Wan and they get attacked by the clone troopers?
But at that point, all the younglings are dead, so Baby Yoda would have been dead if someone had saved him.
Maybe he's hiding or something, you know? That's what I'm wondering.
I don't think Baby Yoda got saved.
What do you mean?
I think maybe he just saved himself.
Yeah, he's like, he would be like, how old would he be? Like 20? He'd literally be like a newborn with no force powers yet.
He would have been 22.
22? Yeah. That means he'd be half the infant he is now.
Well, obviously he knew enough to train with Yoda.
Did he train with Yoda, though?
Yeah, probably. The same species, I bet he did. Yoda probably was like, he's just like Yaddle. Do you think Yoda and Yaddle had a secret relationship?
Someone's a hypocrite. So many people in Star Wars are hypocrites. So many Jedis are hypocrites about marriage.
Mace Windu's the only... I hate Mace Windu, bro.
He's annoying. Making Anakin not a master, that just makes no sense to me still.
Well, as you know, he was gonna make him a master when he came back after arresting Palpatine.
But it still doesn't make sense why they didn't do it before.
Because they didn't trust him. He was right with Palpatine.
Okay.
Then again, they were letting him sit on the council.
I know, so it just doesn't make sense. And also, now that we've seen Clone Wars, we see how trusted he was then. He got all the big missions. He even had his own apprentice, and yet he's not a master. It just doesn't make sense in the movies.
Not only does it not make sense, but that's outrageous. It's unfair.
It is outrageous, and it is unfair, just like sand.
When you go to an IKEA, and they hand you a box of wood, and they'd be like, build a seat, young Skywalker.
You stole that, didn't you?
No, I made that up. I'm a comedy dick
what
genius.
What a smart person you are.
Have you seen the video where they, like, edited it so it was, like, take a sip? And Mace Windu is, like, giving him a glass of milk, and he wouldn't drink the milk, and then Yoda drank the milk, and then Mace Windu got mad at Yoda.
Take a sip, young so Skywalker.
How can you do this? It's outrageous. It's unfair. They should have filled his seat with sand. What if Palpatine actually filled Vader's suit with sand to stop him from...
No, he... Make a... Never mind.
The funniest thing I've seen is... there's a video I saw once where it was like Anakin was getting his flirt game on in the Clone Wars. It was like super good and he was doing well. And then it's like Anakin in the original or in the prequels.
I don't like sand.
So yeah, do you have anything else to talk about?
I mean, I don't think so. What would you give this episode on a scale from 1 to 10? A 10? 9.9? 9.8? 9.74159.
I can't believe I was just about to make a pie joke and then you did.
Ha, loser.
I was going to say I rate it 3.149 whatever comes after that.
3.14159 out of 10. You were disappointed.
You also stole it, and now I'm really sad.
Not only did I steal it, I messed it up the first time.
Stole it, made it worse. I just want to, like, it was so sad. Baby Yoda waddling away, aww, and then he hugged his leg like he did in the first season.
Yep.
Dude. And he took his helmet off just to show him his face. He literally bent his entire religion just to save this little child.
Do you think it was the right choice to have Baby Yoda go away this soon?
Yes, I think eventually you run out of plot lines involving
it. It better have some big emotional toll on Mando. He better have...
It obviously did. He was crying his eyes out.
He better have freaking Anakin nightmares, you know?
He took his helmet off and was crying his eyes out, Jackie. He's probably fine.
We're about to see so much...
He literally took his helmet off in front of like six people, including one that he particularly hated, just to say goodbye to this little child. He's gonna be sad. All of us Star Wars viewers whose hearts were broken.
Well, he better have so much character development. I'm going to be so mad if he doesn't. I'm going to be so mad if they just throw Baby Yoda out and never talk about him again. I'm going to be pissed.
Mando did have a lot of character development in these last two episodes. He started learning from Bill Burr, whose name is Mayfield. Sometimes you can't be that, like... restrict, and you gotta be able to do what you needed to survive or you're not gonna make it, and he did it for Baby Yoda, and I think that was crazy. Okay, can I ask one more question before we go?
Yeah, sure.
You seem like the type of dude that would be mad that he removed his helmet.
No, I'm not. I thought it was a great choice.
Okay, because that seems like the type of thing
it's the only
like,
it's only it's
no
the only...
That was the whole vibe of the show. It keeps it unique.
But no, so okay, checking. Stop saying that. I literally just, okay, I've said my complaint. Okay, whatever.
That sounds exactly, I'm sorry, but you saying that the Mando's helmet thing is like what keeps the show unique is something I could totally see you saying.
No, it's, oh my gosh. I just don't, okay, the only complaint I have about season two is that they've just brought in too many recognizable characters, you know? We didn't get enough new characters for it to be its own thing.
I still don't think...
I'm not going to change my mind. You're not going to change your mind.
You got to watch it. It's a story. It flows.
It doesn't... No, it feels forced, though. It feels forced. No one can change their mind.
No, it doesn't.
It does feel forced.
It doesn't feel
forced at
all.
It does feel forced. It feels forced.
Ahsoka showed up. Ahsoka went in, and it was fine.
It just feels forced. Like, okay, this episode, we have this person from the Clone Wars. This episode, we have this person from the Clone Wars. This person, we have this person from Return of the Jedi. Now we have Luke Skywalker, you know, in one season. It just felt forced. And I didn't hate it. It just felt a bit forced. I've seen this complaint run around with a lot of people as well.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes you and I take in things differently.
And you're talk
because I was sitting there watching this.
And you're talking about me wanting to let it flow, but I'm trying to let it flow as best as possible, and it didn't flow for me. It feels like it felt like they're gonna have a quick shot of story, and then boom, character, and like boom, this character, boom, this character, boom, this character. You recognize them?
But they all fit perfectly into the story. It made sense.
It didn't really make sense. How do you find that many recognizable characters so quickly just from meeting Bo-Katan? Like, what are the chances?
Because Bo-Katan knew them.
Just
and Boba Fett found
just
him.
Just the chances that he meets Bo-Katan just seemed so huge. Mandalorian meeting another Mandalorian, and it happened to be a huge Mandalorian.
He was hunting down Mandalorians.
But those Mandalorians, there are so many other Mandalorians, but it had to be these huge Mandalorians that just happen to know Ahsoka, who just happens to be a Jedi, who just happens to be able to show Baby Yoda how to summon Luke freaking Skywalker. It just didn't flow for me.
Okay, let me just say this. I know you're probably gonna be like, this isn't my complaint. I just want to talk about how you say it's too connected.
No, that's not my problem. No, that's not my problem. My problem,
but it's part of your argument,
problem
is that it's
my,
becoming
no, no,
too
no,
connected.
No. That's something you've misunderstood. I am not saying it's too connected. What I am saying is that they're making it so connected so quickly. I'm happy to make it play into all these great characters, but they're doing it at such a fast pace. I'd like it to slow down a bit so then we can enjoy the characters that we've got. And I didn't have time to enjoy Bo-Katan's character because now we're moving on to Ahsoka, and I don't have time to enjoy Ahsoka's character because now she's gone looking for Thrawn, you know?
I don't know. We can agree to disagree. I think it worked.
I think it worked for the most part as well. I just felt they could have maybe saved some characters for another season or just left. You know, I still think that Boba Fett was. I think Boba Fett's the only one who made sense.
I think Ahsoka made sense
because he's. I don't know much about Ahsoka because it all depends on him meeting Bo-Katan. But imagine, like, the chances of him finding Bo freaking Katan or
he had to bring Baby Yoda to a Jedi, and Ahsoka is the perfect option. They're not just gonna introduce a new Jedi. That's no fun.
Oh no, no, look, like I'm fine with it, but I just wish it was done. Wasn't done so quickly. Like we were just jumping around from big character to big character, and we don't have time to appreciate them enough.
Oh well, I'm obviously not gonna change your mind. One last question: what happened to poor old Corky?
Who?
Well, Bo-Katan said she's the last survivor of her line, but she has a nephew.
Oof. Retcons.
I guess Obi-Wan's child is dead.
What?
Have you not heard that theory? Everyone thinks he's Obi-Wan's son. With
Dang.
Satine.
Okay, that's weird.
Why? He looks like he's in love with Satine and he looks like Obi-Wan. It makes sense.
Okay.
Either way, he's dead now.
Yeah.
What if he was Rey's dad? And
yeah,
Rey's
anyway,
Palpatine?
We're getting pretty... I think we've kind of reached our limit for this episode, so...
We didn't talk about episode 7 much, but we did talk about it on our YouTube channel, so I'm going to just plug that shamelessly
Indeed.
Down in the description.
Anyway, thanks for listening.
I would say back next week for more Mandalorian, but this was the end, and now we have to wait till flipping next Christmas. So you'll get some sort of weird crap like the stuff we used to do instead of just constant Mandalorian and Star Wars stuff.
Yep. Indeed. Indeed.
I'm gonna go. I don't know.
It's gonna be weird not having something to look forward to on Fridays. That's gonna be weird.
Yeah.
This is how I felt with.
It was always like I
want
to watch it in the morning, but I have to freaking go to 8 hours of school first before I can do it, and I can't look at any form of social media for that entire period of time because then, like, literally the moment I opened any bit of social media after I watched the episode. 5 things in a row with massive spoilers.
And that's on you.
I saw that in the morning. I would have jumped off a cliff.
What things were spoiled for you?
Just the fact that there was nothing. I saw these spoilers afterwards, but it was the first 5 things I saw. So if I had opened it in the morning, I would have seen it.
Okay.
I did have the fact that there was a Boba Fett thing and an extra credit scene, like, spoiled, but
that's not
really a spoiler.
Yeah.
I knew nothing. The only thing that spoiled is that Boba wasn't going to die, which I thought he was.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I am hyped for that.
Yeah.
So I already said this, but I've been asking for that show for years, right? Yep. Along with Kenobi, and now I'm getting both, so I'm excited. We should probably let y'all go.
Let me just say this one more thing. They have to try and kill off a big character soon, right?
I think either Fennec or
Grief, Cargo.
The Fennec Cardoon. She's probably gonna be in that other show, so she can't die.
Oh yeah.
You mean I guess Fennec should die.
Okay.
I could see Bo-Katan dying at some point. Possibly. But right now she's important because I think they're moving into Mandalore.
Yeah. Anyway.
Maybe you kill Grief Karga. You could kill Luke. Alright. Yeah, I guess that's a wrap.
Yep.
Just like this season of The Mandalorian. We will see you next week with who knows what.
No idea. We might do something Christmas related.
Oh yeah, Christmas is next week, so this episode would be going up 2 days before Christmas.
Okay. So that's a nope then.
Well, we could put something up on Christmas. You never know.
Yep. Anyway.
Hashtag bonus episode.
Let's just end it.
We'll talk about it. Goodbye. Quick editor's note before I let you go. No, there won't be an episode on Christmas. And sadly, there won't be an episode for about a month or so because we're going to be having to go on another short break because Jackie is actually moving out of town. So kind of difficult to get this stuff done when you're packing everything up and trying to get all your stuff into a different state. So, hope you understand. See you in a couple weeks. Thanks. Bye. Alright, now that the credits are over, I'm gonna epically walk over to my epic chair and have my assistant epically kill the fat guy in it, and then I'm gonna epically sit while she epically drinks her blue juice behind me, because I'm pretty epic, you know?